With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The Guru, our good mate Gary Birkinshaw, is on the line. And hello, Guru.
G'day, Jules. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm all right. We've got mini Buttes. As we say, don't take a break in this business. But the old man Buttes, he's come on the show like three times already. Can you work that out?
Mate, it's hard to work that one out at all. I can't fathom that at all.
Well, he did say that by the time his kids sort of got to 17, 18, that's when they started to beat him at competitive sports. Matt reckons now it's probably all 14, 15. At what point did Jade start to get the better of you, mate?
Probably a couple of years ago. Yeah, she runs away from me now. That's the thing. So I can't catch her. That's the trouble. When you try and use your smarts and experience, now that's all good and well, but when you have to run and try and catch them, you can't do that. That's when you're in all sorts of bother.
Yeah, as the great cat Jack Gibson said, you can't coach speed. That's the one thing they get you on, I tell you. Mate, the exactly. AFL last night, I tell you what, we're talking about those that are getting better with age. Tommy Hawkins, 35 years young. That was quite the third quarter blitz as Geelong were too good for the Crows.
Yeah, look, a fantastic performance by Hawkins. And you know what? I reckon his football over the last 3 or 4 years has probably been better than probably the up to 10 years before that. He's been phenomenal the way he's been able to change his game. He was a big power forward. Well, he's still power forward now, but he's got a lot more tricks and a lot more agility. And last night when Adelaide really come back at Geelong, hit the front, man, he just went those three goals he kicked in, you know, in virtually 10 minutes of football, turned that game around and enabled Geelong to then be able to, I suppose, just to hold the Crows at bay. Even in that last quarter, though, Adelaide had some chances. Fogarty missed the goal from the top of the goal square, which would have got them back within 10 points. But it was a good win for Adelaide. Every time you win on the road, you know, it's very important in the AFL.
Yeah, hey, Burks, it's Buttes. Huge win for Geelong. Back-to-back wins. And, you know, that's got to give them confidence heading into next week. Thursday night AFL, St Kilda with a good win over Collingwood, the struggling Collingwood Premiers. They're going 0-3 to start the 2024
campaign.
Hang on,
boy, just let me get the world's smallest violin out at the moment. Just hang one second. Here we go. Okay, play for Collingwood.
What do you think, Burks? Where's Collingwood at?
Oh, look. Everyone's sort of talking, it's doom and gloom and everything like that, but they've lost the first three games, okay, which is, you know, not a position they would like to be in. But if you put it in perspective, they finished the season 18-3. They've had the greatest season ever. So, whilst they're not looking like they're going to do that, but at the moment it's, they've played the Swans, they've played GWS in Sydney, and Swans obviously in Melbourne are on fire at the moment as well. Then St Kilda, I thought they showed some pretty decent patches against St Kilda, but just weren't able to sustain it for long enough. When I thought they got back in front in that second quarter, I thought, here we go, they're right. They started well, and then they come back in the second quarter. I thought, here we go, at halftime, they'll just pull away with this. But full credit to St Kilda. Like, they made the top eight last year, and they're a pretty good side. But Collingwood certainly got some rust in their game. There's no doubt about that. Their better players aren't playing well, but we are still in March, and premierships aren't won in March. Got plenty of work to do, though.
You're 100% right, Burks. And similar story in the NRL with the Rabbitohs. You know, it's a harsh start, but it's still early in the season. St Kilda's performance, a good margin win, but I want to highlight the young gun. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nazaya Wangina Milara. And he had performance for me.
Yeah, Wangina Milara. He was fantastic across halfback. He really come of age last year. He's just new into the side, and he really found a niche across half back, and he's a real game breaker for them. He actually quarterbacks them from there. They try and get the ball in his hands as much as possible because he's such a good user of the football. And Thursday night against Collingwood, he just had the ball on a string. And what he can do, he can pick apart defences, so it really turns defence into attack. And that's very important in the AFL, where to have those types of players, because the defensive structures of all teams is so good now. So you can get a good kicker of the football who can who can hit a target from 30 or 40 metres out, which often, more often than not, ends up on a shot of goal, is very pivotal. And he's fantastic. He's key to them. And St Kilda have got some good young players coming through. Young Owens in filling pinch hitting in the ruck as second ruckman. Certainly does a really good job there. But obviously come out with a couple of nasty injuries there. Liam Henry's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks with a hamstring injury. And Mason Wood, who had a nasty collision in the first 5 minutes of the game, he ended up with a broken collarbone. He went off with concussion. He's also got a broken collarbone. But Max King there, key four, has also popped a one-game suspension out of it. So a bit of a casual list there for St Kilda, but I'll certainly take the 4 points out of it.
Gaz, let's get some tips for the remainder of the round. This afternoon, 1:45pm bounce, North Melbourne and Frio.
Yeah, North Melbourne were pretty good last week against the Giants, albeit they got beat by a reasonable margin. But Frio had a big win over Brisbane. That was a fantastic win coming from, after conceding 4 goals early in the game. But I think Fremantle should be good enough to win this game.
What about the Hawks and the Demons?
I think the Demons should win this. They looked pretty good also last week. And Hawthorn struggled a little bit against Essendon. So Melbourne to win that one.
Swannies and the Bombers, 7:30.
Yeah. Good game this. Yep. Essendon were pretty good last week to start the season with a win, but you can't go past the Swans. They're playing excellent football, and at home they'll be too good for Essendon.
Few issues with the Western Bulldogs at the moment, and they're taking on a resurgent Gold Coast side.
Yeah, this is a very, very big game for the Bulldogs. As you mentioned, mate, they looked pretty ordinary last week against Melbourne. The fact that the game style doesn't seem to have changed in the last 12 months where it needed to, but you think out of Ballarat, you think today that they'd be too strong for the Suns, who started the season off very well under their new coach.
What about the mighty Tigers up against Port Adelaide?
Well, I imagine the Tigers should be able to have a pretty comfortable win against Port Adelaide.
Do you imagine?
MCG tomorrow. They'll have their work cut out, Jules, but I'm extremely confident in Richmond every time they run out and play, so I'll tip them tomorrow.
And then West Coast against the top of the table, GWS Giants. So this is... 1-18. Which way is this going to go?
I think we have to go the one, don't we? I can't see the West Coast. It's going to be another long year for them. They're still in the rebuilding phase. But the Giants are flying at the moment, so I expect them to win them.
There's a great term, Schadenfreude, taking pleasure in other people's misery. I love seeing West Coast struggle. If you ever go over the West, I mean, you wouldn't meet more one-eyed supporters. The whole state thinks that they're basically greater than God. And that they can get away with whatever they want. It plagues them culturally, West Coast. Where are you today, Guru?
I'm in sunny Orange. I'm about to head to football to watch my daughter play her first game in over 12 months. Coming back from a knee injury, she's playing her first game today. So I'm here to provide some moral support.
Football as in soccer football?
AFL.
AFL. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, Orange, a good part of the world. Have you been to Orange, Matty?
No, never been. Heard great things, though.
Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of good red grape varietals in the ground there, as I'm sure you know, Guru. And I think last time they had that really nice chocolate shop, okay? So if you do swing by there, by all means, package up something for both of us, will you?
I will do that for sure, Jets.
All right, mate. We'll let you go. Best of luck to your young one today. Thank you, Guru. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, good on you, Jules and Gidge. Thanks for filling in for us, guys. Have a good one.